there's nothing to lose, only something to have. It won't be much, I wanna keep it light, 'cause less is more when we do it right.
Here we are.
Hello, you're listening to WMFO in Medford, and this is the annual donations drive show. I'm so glad to have you here with us. I'm in the station with my dear Lilia, Haley, and myself, Jane.
Hi, I'm Lilia.
Hi, I'm Haley. This is the show that I host most Thursdays, every Thursday.
It's the most exciting show of the year.
Says Lilia, yes.
Introduce yourself. What's your position?
Well, first of all, I'm sick, so my voice sounds a little funny, and I apologize for that, but I'm Haley. I am one of the co-general managers at the station. I have been a DJ since the fall of my freshman year at Tufts, so this is my third year as a DJ, and I love WMFO.
And Lilia does amazing, amazing work, social media coordinator and publicity extraordinaire.
It's true.
She keeps it running, man. Have you seen Instagram lately? Wow.
It's amazing.
Square photos never looked so round. And I'm telling you this because I am the assistant general manager and all I can do is back people up. So I'll try to do that today as well as we're vetting and talking through the names of wonderful donations drive contributors. So to start, let's start with the first family donation that we have to announce. That was the Golan family.
The Yay! Golan family. Hunter just came in as well.
Hi,
Hunter,
ladies and
introduce
gentlemen.
Yourself, please.
Hello, folks. This is DJ G Marquis here. At the annual donations drive celebratory show.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And we were just celebrating the Golan family, as I understand.
We were, yes. We actually have the Golan family as residents of the station because we have two of them who are our staff members on the executive board.
And we are
truly
blessed.
Was it them who donated? I don't know. May have been them, may have been their family, but it's hard to say.
Yeah. So,
much appreciated. Thank you.
Big thank you to the Golan family.
Yeah. For your monetary support and for your voluntary support.
They're going to get a plaque in the station, so that'll be a lot of fun. We're working on finalizing that.
True.
Yes.
True. Let's see, who else do we have here?
Next up, we have our beloved friend of the station, Nicholas Andre.
Yes.
Nicholas D. Andre.
The benevolent spirit that comes
benevolent spirit who lives in the station.
Yes, he fixes things when no one else can.
It's true.
Yes, his legacy lives on in spiritual form and in financial support as well.
And also in all the things around the station that he authored.
Nick is the PHP king. Next, we have Kalinda Vasquez. Thank you. Thank you, Kalinda, from Glendale, California.
Thank you, Kalinda.
Thank you, Kalinda.
California?
Yeah, and we got another Cali gal. Tell us about this person named Nancy.
Nancy's my mom, one of my moms. She donated money. So kind.
Thank you, Nancy. Or Mrs. Petrino.
No, Nancy.
Nancy. Thank you, Nancy.
All right, let's do like four more. You rattle them off, Haley.
Next up, we have Bob Cohen. Thank you, Bob Cohen from Rockaway, New Jersey. We appreciate you. This one's mine, though.
Oh.
The next one is Susie Hill. Thank you so much, Susie Hill, for donating. She's a family friend who I love very much. Next up is Chris Major. Thank you, Chris Major from Somerville, Mass. He has the show before me and has had the show before me for the past 3 years, and he is a wonderful man.
Yes. Thank you, Chris, for your contributions to the station.
I'm sorry that you couldn't get your sister to donate this time around. Too bad.
He mentioned that earlier. Well, next, how about you?
Lastly, before we get back to WMFO alum and we try to get some more music in between our voices, perhaps, or talk about something else than just names, we have Mike Newman.
Woo! Thanks, Mike Newman.
Mike on the mic.
Mike on the mic.
Yes.
Fellow DJ, Saturday mornings, check out his show. He's a classic rock dude from what I've listened to.
Mm-hmm, he is.
So, rock, rock, rock on Mike Newman. Thank you so much. Haley's going to play a song now because it's time for that. But we are with you until 3 p.m. today. So keep on listening to WMFO in Medford. Haley, you put on that track at your leisure. I'm just going to keep talking until we switch over.
Right out of town. We'll just drive until I feel. And I'm tired and I'm wired. But pride won't let me, so I'll keep driving through to Florida. I'll keep driving through to Florida. I just want a simple life for you to think of me sometimes. I need to find my feet, but I can't help missing. So I'll keep driving through to
let you go. End of the road, baby. Can you see where I'm going? Get out the car, baby, please. Cause I don't think you wanna come. Well, this is something else, babe. Something more than you and me. Get out the car, baby, please. Cause any further you can never leave. And don't say I didn't warn you. Well, that you never saw coming. And don't say I didn't warn you. We saw the target and loaded gun. Hey, how I forgot you. I'll never let you go. Oh, now I forgot you. I won't let you go. Hey, how I forgot you. I'll never let you go. Oh, now I've got you. I won't let you go. Hey, take a drive with me. Head down south. No, warm weather, baby, lot of people. A lot of room for you to space out. Spend some time with me. Spend a lot of time with me, babe. Nowhere else to go. Unwind with me, babe. Hey, now I got you. I'll never let you go. Oh, now I got you. I won't let you go. Hey, now I got you. I'll never let you go. Oh, now I got you. I won't let you go. Hey, now I got you. And don't say I didn't warn you. That you never saw coming. And don't say I didn't warn you. I saw the target in the loaded gun. I won't let you go.
Hello, we're back.
Yes.
From DMFO.
We're going to do it in a round, and we'll go counterclockwise.
Well, should we introduce our latest
After
edition?
Introducing the man.
The oh, man. Thank you, guys.
The man.
Means a lot to get to be here.
Yeah. We're so happy to have let you in.
Oh, I'm...
Can you hear the joy in our voices?
So block party is what they call me on the radio. Oh. All caps, no vowels, no spaces.
How have you been doing this week?
This week has been an interesting one. Better than last week, for certain.
When does the week start for you? Sunday, Monday? What's the deal?
The week is a strong Sunday through Wednesday night for me.
Okay, okay.
So now I'm cooling.
You're in the clear. That's good. That's good. Well, okay, now that we've got that out of the way, it's 55 and cloudy, and it's Haley's turn to begin. The next name for Tenacious Drive!
A huge, massive thank you to Andy Saylor
yes.
from Boulder, Colorado, for not only his donation, but also for his unending support to the station. He
yes,
is a legend, some may say, as an ex-GM. Current from the current GMs.
Yes,
he's a plaque in the station.
Yes, he is one of the very few lucky individuals to be proudly hailed on the walls of the station here.
Yeah.
He's great. Next is Jesse Weeks, also an alum, keeps us going, valuable yes. source of information. Thank you for your wealth
Consistent
in many ways.
Yes.
All right.
Daniel, I'm Aloy, is mm-hmm. what I'm going to go with.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Horseheads, never heard of that.
Horseheads, New York.
Cool, it's near Corning.
If you'd like to do the next one, I mean, seeing as it's another
yeah.
California, I'll...
Thank you to my Californian Patrick Amesbury in Pasadena, even though Pasadena is kind of far.
Yes. Up next, I'd like to give a big thank you to Ed Buchert. Yes, from the lovely Somerville, Massachusetts, a longtime community member, just another one of the many important cogs in the machine here at WMFO. So thank you, Ed, for your contributions now, your contributions in the past, and your contributions in the future.
I'd like to toss a big shout out to Daniel Carroll of Seekonk, Massachusetts.
Whoop, whoop.
for keeping Freeform free.
Yeah. Keep it going.
Big thank you to Deborah Cogill of Wellesley, Massachusetts. We appreciate you.
And Josephine Crockett. Thank you. Maybe descendant of Betty. We're not sure.
Ooh. Is Betty still alive?
Oh, that is that Betty Crocker? And I just mix up Davy Crockett and Betty Crocker?
Yeah.
Sweet.
You most certainly did.
Maybe only on WMFO.
Yeah. Sweet. Thank you to Chris Doucette from Charlestown, Mass.
Yes. And another big thank you to another member of our WMFO community, Ryan Doyen. Check out his shows. I believe it's the mornings today, Thursday mornings. And Music Savage Show with Ryan Doyen.
Yeah, and he also puts a weekly blog post up on WMFO.org for Song of the Week, so check those out.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And next huge shout out to Sue Edelman, straight out of Medford.
Straight out of Medford.
Yeah, that show is amazing. Their website is also pretty cool. Something About the Women's been going for, what, 27 years now?
Very, very, very long time.
Yeah, so
yeah, they're super cool.
Keep it coming, guys.
Yes.
Next up is Sarah Folta from Medford, Massachusetts. Thank you very much for all your support.
Then Drew Frankel from Brooklyn. That's cool.
Elizabeth Goodman from Ann Arbor, Michigan.
The next one is mine. I'm going to hop in here. Thanks, Allison Goodwin. This is my mom.
That's all right. I mean, I prefer the next one anyway.
Wait, I wasn't done.
Oh, okay.
She's listening.
Oh.
So I want to say thank you guys so far.
Thank you so much,
Hi, Mama
Mom.
Haley.
I feel like we should be playing that like background music from the Oscars when they're like...
We should be playing something backwards. Yeah.
Especially from the Oscars. She's currently also really jet-lagged, so she's awake doing this, and it's very kind of her.
Yes.
So, thank you.
The gifts just keep
on
coming.
I love you, Mom.
All right.
I love you, too.
She says hi.
We all love you.
We love you.
So... moving on, the next big shout out I want to give is to Joanne Kesey. Oh man, another huge part of the community here. I mean, I can't say enough great things about Joanne. Check out her show. Let's see,
we're doing another one.
Yep.
Yeah, let's keep going.
Thank goodness.
Pump it through.
This one goes out to Francho Lubin.
Woo!
Of Wellesley, Massachusetts. Thank you so much.
We're getting strong with Massachusetts here.
Yeah.
Next up is Casey McDonough of Homewood, Illinois, to diversify the geography a little bit. Thank you.
Homies in Illinois. Casey. And Lisa Martin from Westerfield, Connecticut.
Is
that
Westers?
How you say that?
No, I made it up.
Weathersfield.
Weathersfield. Everywhere in Connecticut is
it's
the same to me.
It's got a field at the end of it. It's probably in Connecticut.
Everyone loves Connecticut, right? You can't dislike it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you to Christine Meyer.
Who I have a feeling might be related to our very own Daniel Meyer.
Ooh. Good guess, good guess.
Yes, very possible.
We can Blues Clues this out. All right.
All right, and next, want to give a good shout out to... I keep getting all the community members. It's great.
Look at you.
Yes, Kevin.
Well, you're
Neap.
Doubling up, too, so...
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, Kevin Neap.
Probability that you have something.
A big shout out to Kevin. Check out his show. Songs from the Squid Pod, is that right? No. But yes, big part of the community here. Let's see, is that it or are we...
You can turn it up. It won't distract from... Yeah. This is good.
Is anyone distracted? I'm not distracted at all.
I'm not at all distracted. I would say this is sort of a blessing for our next favorite Morgan Reynolds for getting to... capitalize on the power of our shout outs that we have now thanks to Kanye West. So shout out to Morgan, shout out to Kanye.
Thank you.
Kanye didn't donate, that's silly. Up next is Chuck Rosina of Medford, Mass.
Yes.
Thank you, Chuck, for your support.
Thank you, Chuck, and everybody tune in to Strike the Box. Great show. Great show. Another great show.
Cool. And then let's see who else? Joe Silver from the Bronx.
Woo! The Bronx. Wow. Thank you to Joe Tremblay from Traverse City.
Oh, Traverse City! Thank you, John Tremblay. Also, next up, you go ahead and follow this up, Hunter. You want to keep doing fellow DJs?
Seeing as I it seems like
the only person to put their names in the form in all caps.
Right.
Can we just say?
Mr. Brian Young.
Mr. Brian Young.
Yes, the host of Crash Course for the Ravers, Saturdays from 1 to 4, I believe it is.
Yeah.
You can check that. But yes, Brian Young, long time member of the station, you know, some could say the heart or the lungs of the station.
Then what are we?
Feet?
The pancreas.
The metatarsals.
I was hoping you were going to say the brain, but I mean that also. like the pancreas.
The white blood cells, perhaps.
Yeah, the immune system. The spine.
I should not be the immune system.
And I think, I'm trying to think, who else?
Spine.
Actually, let's go to, you put on a song, Haley, because this wraps up. You go ahead and put on the song. Mm-hmm. This wraps up our T-shirt giveaway winners. So anyone who donated over $50, we just finished up all those names. Thank you so much.
And we just, I hear the word on the street is that we just got a whole new batch of T-shirts in.
Yep, we did. And we're also getting new stickers to send out to all you folks. So keep staying tuned to the Donations Drive episode.
And we're back.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Guten Tag.
Goodbye.
Yeah, how many different languages can you say hello in? Ready? Everyone say it once. One, two, three.
Wait, the number? Or how
the
number?
Yeah, I was going to ask.
Well, that would be some fast math. Go three, as many four.
As we can until you have to drop out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's try it. Yeah. Or should we do types of candy?
No.
Wait. Okay. I'm so confused.
How about how to say thanks?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Thanks. You're right. That's better. Okay.
How to say thanks? Wait. So we're going.
Shishi.
Shukran.
Grazie.
Dankeschön.
Gracias.
Merci.
Oh. Does that mean they're both?
Give that one.
Thank you. Great. Well,
was that it? Was that all we had?
That might
more
be it.
Hellos than thank yous.
I've studied limited
languages,
Chinese and Spanish.
Chinese and Italian.
Only Spanish.
I can sing Head, Shoulders, Spanish. Knees, and Toes in Chinese.
Really?
I'm
please
not gonna do it.
I can do it in Spanish. Let's do it at the same time. Ready?
Okay.
One, two, three. Cabeza, hombro. Okay.
Too much.
Venga. Yeah. Okay. So next person is Perry Gettleman from Austin, Texas. Thank you so much.
Austin is so cool.
Gettleman is a parent of a DJ. I don't know. Gettleman. Anyways, thank you, Perry. Next
yeah,
one.
Thank you to Judy McGurk from East Boston.
Woo!
Oh, also a parent of a current beau, as they say.
Woo!
An active beau.
Thanks for donating, McGurk. You ain't no jerk.
Great.
I wish we could have seen the look on Jane's face. Unfortunately, wow. Radio was not visual.
Yeah.
Yeah. Throw something on.
I've had it up. What?
So that's one of the worst things about it, I would say.
There's no visual radio.
I really thrive in visual mediums. That's why radio is my passion.
Let's see. Up next, actually, Lily, I believe it's your turn.
What?
No, it's your turn, Hunter.
Is it? Okay. All right. Well, I'd like to extend a big thank you to Stephanie Borgatti of Mesa, Arizona.
Oh, I love this song.
Her name sounds just like Bugatti.
That is what I was going to say. I noticed that, too. Do I skip Brazil?
Hey, Jane, want to take this one?
Jane Burke. Thank you from Danvers. Heyo.
I wonder if Jane Burke and Judy McGurk.
Thank you so much.
Oh, I think it's your turn.
Another not jerk.
Yeah, this one's sending it all the way to Newport, Kentucky for a thank you to Todd Huff. So thank you.
Woo!
Todd Mr. P. Huff.
Todd P. Huff.
Thank you, Todd P. Huff.
Big thank you to Darlene Lacey of Laverne. Oh, that's California. I'm sorry, Lily. I took it from you.
It's okay.
You know, there are a lot of things with that name that make me, like, suspicious. First of all, my mom's name is Darlene, and I live on a street that's Laverne. So it feels kind of
serendipitous. How can you not be suspicious?
It feels a little bit like she might be a double. Thank you, Darlene. And Oak Ridge, I live in Park Ridge, Illinois, and it's kind of weird.
Seeing as we got a community DJ coming up, I'd like to extend a big thank you to Steven Skybar Lusardi.
Thanks for rising and donating.
Check out his show, Rising, 8 p.m. on Tuesdays.
Woo!
Yay.
Next up, Laura Taylor. Not Lauren Taylor, Laura.
Laura Taylor.
Or Lorden Taylor.
All right. Mm-hmm. Lilia, all you.
Paul. Serincioni is what I'm going to go with.
Not bad.
Serincioni. Serincioni.
Paul, whatever your last name is, I apologize. We all apologize.
Sending thanks and apologies at the same time. All right, Avi, would you like to take this next one?
Yeah, I'm noticing that it's one Alicia Doyen. I'm wondering if maybe there's some relation to the previous Doyens we've mentioned.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Whoa.
Harold's from Cambridge, Massachusetts, getting a huge keychain / bottle opener. It's normal size.
It's huge.
But it's huge in spirit.
It's huge. It's huge for ants.
That's amazing.
That is true. This is a correct statement.
And
next
babies.
Next up. They're actually pretty normal size for babies.
Yeah. I think it's just
babies
average.
Should not have
think
bottle openers,
how
guys.
Tiny their fingers are.
WMFO does not publicly advocate bottle openers for babies.
It's a keychain.
Not publicly.
Wait, do we have a disclaimer on the keychains about like small
they are,
parts?
They are not sharp. Bottle openers. Also, they are guitars.
We're assuming that babies right. can't enter credit card information.
I mean, you're assuming wrong.
Yeah, you really
can. We are in Tufts. Anything's possible.
Next up, we have Mark Peterson from Lauderdale, Minnesota.
Woo!
Thank you.
We have 15 names left, and I want to take a break to talk about why we're doing this donation, like why we did the donations drive, what we're hoping to do with the station, and I don't know, a conglomeration of your favorite memories with the station, what makes it special to you, what we're hoping to do with the money that all you wonderful people so far and more have donated. Take a piece.
You
and
guys make
it
special.
Oh.
Yeah. That's you. That's why I do it.
Well, this donations drive is pretty essential to the operation of WMFO. I mean, the school, they do a good job of supporting us, and we like it here. We like it here at Tufts. But, you know, the bureaucracy that we are belabored by can often restrict our ability to put on shows or buy new equipment or do things that are essential because, as previous DJs have mentioned, this place breaks all the time. So, with your contributions, you can keep the station alive, keep the station running, and keep us able to provide the community with the resources for music and education and enjoyment and fun.
And freeform.
And freeform.
And we know a lot of languages, it seems.
Apparently.
I think we
yeah.
have 7.
We broadcast in at least 3.
Yeah. Do you guys do your show in a different language ever?
Depends on my mood. But, I mean,
no.
I don't know how many Arabic speakers are tuned in at 12 o'clock
at night.
That could
be good. You could get a real, like, different type of audience there.
Yeah.
What time is it in the Middle East at midnight?
Good question. 7 hours.
Yeah. Back, right?
So
or forward?
Forward.
Forward. So
it's like
7 a.m.
It's like a Middle East.
Yeah, it's
a huge show.
Yeah, you have right. to change the tone. It has to be much more
community.
Light. Yeah.
I'm going to have to play a lot more Feyruz and Umm Kulsum.
I love that. I love the station because when I first took my tour at Tufts, I met this kid, Tyler Corey, who we immediately bonded, and he started telling me about college radio, and I thought to myself, that is the coolest thing I've ever heard in my life. And he gave me a tour of the station after the regular college tour of Tufts, and I remember looking at all the records and becoming enamored of just the smell of the station, just like the look and smell of all these records and the weight of it.
Old insulation.
Yeah. It's true. It's a
asbestos
weird
everywhere.
It's a weird dirty thing that I've come to embrace, and I'm a very kind of organized anal person, but the station
are.
Is chaotic and beautiful.
It's organized chaos.
Yeah.
I mean, we have shelves for the records, but no system of management.
It looks organized.
We're working on it.
Yeah, we've made it through 1,000 records of our cataloging project.
And some fun facts, if you guys didn't know, Tufts invented Morse code in 1915, so we were probably the
what?
Origin of radio.
Wait,
yeah.
What?
Also,
that cannot possibly
also
be
Also, one of our frats was the first building to receive a phone call.
Right?
It's pretty fun.
What?
Which frat?
Wait.
ATO.
Yeah, ATO.
Yeah, ATO received the first ever phone call.
Mm-hmm.
How old?
No,
way.
The first phone that call was the guy being like, are you there? That famous line.
New phone, who dis?
Nope.
Yeah, that
no,
one.
Tufts really has been at the forefront of a lot of radio and telecom technology, which is strange. And
wait, no, but did we actually invent Morse code, or is that
Yeah, we were experimenting with it on campus in 1913. We were the first ones in 1915 to send a successful Morse code message.
What?
And they were using it during World War I.
So we won World War I, huh?
Oh, my God.
And
we basically created the internet.
Some professor was at lunch and
right? If there wasn't Morse code.
Wife.
Yeah.
Said,
alternative languages?
Yeah, no other two languages.
That's why I wonder if that switcher we have is...
Oh, that's... Wait, and we...
Related.
That was... somehow ended up at WMFO from the physics department.
Oh my God.
Whoa. Wow.
We've talked to aliens.
So WMFO.
Confirmed here. Right now.
I play with that thing far too much for how significant it could be.
I think we should probably frame it. so... that's that. Next name, Camille Barrichello from Roslindale, Massachusetts. Thank you, Camille.
Another C name, Cindy. Gauthier?
You tried.
From Arizona.
We did not invent more scores.
Yeah. Okay.
We did.
Not according to Wikipedia.
Fight over it.
Wikipedia is not an official source.
What year
source.
Does Wikipedia say it was invented?
1837.
Yeah, I was going to say, but like, 1913 real Morse felt code. Very late.
But real Morse code, like how it could actually be, not the language.
Look
like,
up just Control F for Tufts anywhere in that Wikipedia article, and that'll be enough.
Like communication across a...
A telegraph okay. wire?
November like the telegraph 15th, or Morse 20, code? All right, November 15th, 2010. It all started in 1910 when Tufts founded its wireless society, a year after Guglielmo Marconi and Carl Brown received the Nobel Prize for radio's invention. By 1915, the club was experimenting with vacuum tubes and crystal receivers to exchange football scores with other colleges by Morse code, says Thomas A. Hart, A68, a former member of the radio club who recently uncovered a trove of documents relating to the early history of radio on campus. The claim is that not only did Tufts Radio make the first, or sorry, we've had our 100th year, but, okay, so not only did Tufts Radio Station make the first continuous radio transmission in history, it may have been the first broadcast station in the country.
May have.
What?
Wait, what? Where'd you find, where was that?
What?
Also, Tufts Journal Archives.
That's biased.
Also,
it's researched at least. It's better, I would trust this better than Wikipedia.
If any historical listeners out there are familiar with WMFO's running with the train tracks that one Ooh. Time.
Train track mm-hmm. incident.
News sources are telling us that when we did that, allegedly, WMFO had the longest range of any college radio station before the advent of the internet.
Yep. It reached all the way into Canada or just really upstate
New
York?
It went down the eastern seaboard, I'm pretty sure.
Very cool.
Why don't we do fun stuff like that anymore?
It's illegal.
FCC.
Yeah.
Because they took away our license.
But freeform means something.
That was the second time I think we got the license taken away to broadcast. The first one was because of radiation, because we kept using old military equipment back in the 60s, using the Royal US, as in the collective WMFO body. We didn't actually.
That spans many years.
Yes.
Oh, also fun fact. The Tufts Station, license held by AMRAD, American Radio and Research Corporation, began operating on a daily schedule in 1921, apparently the first station in the country to do so.
We're like the best radio station ever. You are contributing when you donate to WMFO to the longest running radio, like longest consistently fighting to be alive, like radio entity.
Non-profit. Non-commercial.
Non-formed.
Amazing.
Yeah, we were here before NPR.
Yeah, we pre-
Ooh.
Ooh.
We predicted podcasts.
We basically spurned NPR.
Yeah. Yeah, our commentary is so astute that some might say, no, we can't.
Wait, also, there was a lecture series by Tufts professors.
Yeah, you didn't know that.
Had hundreds of thousands of listeners.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, no, Avi, the problem is I've been dying to do that since I've come back, but professors now aren't as interested in doing radio shows as they are podcasts. Right. So radio. NPR maybe
a
has been the death.
A radio show is a podcast.
It's a live podcast.
Well, that's the difference, is professors are used to being so measured, so now that there's an alternative medium to prepare their notes and have the editable content instead of being live on air.
Wait, there's a video?
Yeah.
Who did this?
How about we do a song Sailor. Before our Sailor. last chunk of names?
Sounds good.
Do one more song. Sailor.
We'll have to do a public service names. Announcement soon, yeah. too.
Okay, here's another song, guys.
Giving it up what you need. every time, 'cause the writing's on the wall. So once you hit the road, it all begins to fall. I won't be gone for so long. You gotta play with what keeps your living paralyzed life, while I'm just dying in your sleep. And the kids around you said a lot of bad things, like you're taking too much time, like you're too far to speak. I won't be seen again soon. You gotta trust in what I say. You're spinning for the rough sea. I'm lying my emotion. He said I won't be gone very long. She said yes, we won't go on without you. The world will carry on without you.
Interest in California. Interest in California.
Someday we're living in another world. She said she meant it, but you never heard. I want to be in love. She said, I want to be in love.
Having a great conversation here while we're giving you a music break about the range between George Clinton to K-pop to simulations of mixtures of 27 Chinese or Korean girls, I'm not sure.
Yes.
And what the music industry is doing today and how we can combat that with Freeform. So thank you again. This is the wrapping up session here as we close out in that final 9.5 minutes or so of names. We're going to fit in a public service announcement because we keep those FCC rules close to heart and follow through with that, and we'll try to close up. So, Haley, you go ahead and lead off with that last name.
First up, we have Andrew Grammis from Boulder, Colorado. Thank you, Andrew. You have a keychain coming your way.
Woo. Leslie Logan, thank you. Muskogee.
Muskogee.
Oklahoma.
That is a great word.
I've never been to Oklahoma. Actually, never mind. I have.
I've not been to.
I've never been to the Midwest
for a volleyball tournament.
Neither. Yeah.
Oklahoma is not the Midwest.
I don't know where Oklahoma is.
Is it the South?
Oklahoma is more the South than the Midwest.
Panhandle.
That's like saying Colorado is the Midwest.
Colorado is just west.
It's the Dust Bowl area.
East, west, and middle.
Yeah.
Thank you to Tracy McMahon from Seekonk, Mass.
Another Seekonk.
I'd like to give a thank you to David Payzant from Watertown, Mass. Thank you so much, David, for donating.
I think Dorothy Payzant has a show. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Eric S. Slade of Cincinnati, Ohio, for everything you do for Freeform at WMFO.
Thank you to Greg Vegas from Brooklyn, New York.
Great name.
Yes, I love it.
David Chase, thank you so much. Concord, New Hampshire. Thank you.
Heidi Downing from Arlington, Mass. Thank you.
I'd like to give a big thank you to Chicago, Vin Earnshaw, from Lynn, Massachusetts. Thank you so much for donating.
Thanks, Vince.
And another one for Liam Easton Calabria from all the way out in Seattle. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Liam. He's a tough student.
Awesome.
Next up, thank you to Martina Tan from Medford, Mass. She is a tough student as well.
Oh my God.
Becca!
She lives one door down from where I lived last year.
Oh man.
Really?
Becca, a room away.
Becca and I go way back. So I personally want to just extend a big thank you to Rebecca Waller, Tufts University senior and overall great person, donator to the station.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah. Who else do we have? Marjorie Young. Possibly related to Brian Young. Will we know? I don't know.
How do you say that city?
We will not look it up.
Situate.
Welcome to Mass. Nothing makes sense.
Everything and nothing.
Saskatchewan.
And yep. The last name.
Another Tufts student, another live beau, Jake Giler.
J.J. Abrams.
J.J. Abrams Giler.
And that wraps up our total names for the donations drive. Thank you to everyone who donated. If you want to hear your name read again,
call in. Maybe.
Call in, and we can say it twice before the hour's up. But
or listen to the archive.
That's true. We'll be posting the archive, hopefully, on our publicity, or you can access it at WMFO.org.
All right, folks, I have to head out, but thanks so much for hosting me.
Thank you, Hunter.
It's DJ G Marquis signing off.
Oh, sorry.
Let's see if Lilia has and Avi want to do a public service announcement.
Oh, I love public service announcements. I love public service.
Scooch on over and let's see if we can get one in here before the end of the hour.
Oh, I'm certain we can.
Pick.
All right. Oh.
I read that one on my show.
Dang it.
That's what I did too. Da Vinci?
Yeah.
All right.
Dead How Cambridge bicyclists.
In other news, advertising shamelessly for my dance performance on Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. In the Jackson Dance Lab on Tufts campus. Tickets are $5.
Also, go see Gannett tonight.
And there's an Apple Jam show on Saturday.
Awesome. There's so much going on.
With an African artist.
So many ways to get involved. Speaking of which.
Yes.
It's storm season.
Oh, no.
With power outages and the weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year. So, I really lost control of the grammar of this sentence. But be prepared ahead of time by having a couple gallons of drinking water and at least a few days' worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. Let other people scramble like fools to the supermarket and wait in long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of your home. A fun follow-up story to that PSA is that some of you may have heard about the crazy snow that the Boston area got two winters ago. Me, being a casual senior in high school, I was like, oh, it's snowing out. Let's go hang out with my friends, you know, who knows what. My mom, on the other hand, and this is not a joke or an exaggeration, immediately wanted to begin to fill my bathtub with water just in case we ran out of drinking water or all our pipes.
That's actually a really good idea.
In Concord, Massachusetts. But, you know, better prepared than caught in the storm surge of the Northeast Blizzard of 1978. Am I right?
One time it rained in L.A. Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Sounds horrifying.
Yeah, how has your adjustment to the weather been?
It's so easy. I love winter and
you're wrong.
Fall is nice.
You're incorrect on that matter.
I mean, I can't imagine what it's like to be in a house and you have to like scoop the snow and driveway and whatever. But
that
since
summer,
I don't have to get anywhere, like
yeah,
it's fine for me.
That winter that we had the crazy snow, my entire yard went past my waist with snow. The mayor of Boston had to put out an announcement saying, hey, people who live in Boston, stop jumping off of your roofs. There might be stuff under the snow that you
yeah.
can still hit and hurt yourself.
Oh my God. That was an amazing moment for me was, I remember there was a huge snowstorm in and around Chicago one year. It was like 3 or 4 feet. Everything was closed down. And I want to kind of make it a tradition going forward is 7-Eleven workers never stop working. So I went out and interviewed 3 different 7-Eleven workers, and they were all just still working and waiting for their rides home, but no rides were coming because it was so snowed in.
Drive.
But they're really hard workers.
We just had an entry into the station. Who is Chris? Was another exec board member. Say hello, Chris.
Hello, I'm sorry. I'm really bad at math and I hate psych stats and it's hard to care.
Oh, I'm with you.
Yeah. I'm also not a psych major. I don't know why.
What are you apologizing for?
Well, I wanted to come play.
Oh.
But I'm bad at math and incompetent, so that tends to slow me down.
That's okay.
What I want to do.
Moving slowly is okay.
Sometimes it's important, in fact.
My brain is just so dumb.
No.
It's okay to be slow.
Chris has done a great job, and he also sourced and designed a lot of the swag that you'll be receiving for the donations drive. So thank you so much for listening.
Yes.
This is WMFO in Medford.
Woo.
And
WMFO
I
Medford.
Wonder if Haley has a song that she wants to play before we close out here. And the next show up is what show? I'm not sure.
It is Nolan and Max. I don't remember. Radiology.
Well, hopefully
it
they come
really,
to their show.
It is a really, really excellent show.
Yeah, because
everyone
Jane's
should
here.
To it.
She will shiv you if you're not.
Jane will not
threat.
Be shiving anyone. Here's one last song. Just so everyone knows, we've had some background music, but from the regular playing, we've had Eden by Ben Kahn. What Do You Want from Justin
oh,
J.
Wait, Ben Kahn is so good.
It's a great song. Florida from Rocio. Lucy the Tease by Alan Raymond, Roll by Work Drugs, and I Want to Be in Love by How Sad. This last song, which will probably be only part of a song, is Lady in Trouble with the Law by Ellie Priest. Enjoy!
Thanks again to all
Love
our donors.
You.
Thank you, thank
You're
you, thank you,
thank
you.
Collective shout out.
Collective shout
don't
out.
Don't forget about storm season, it's on its way.
From one life to the next, I'll be gone.